the key point of you have to take from this whole thing is that the whole idea that the Rebbe spoke about in the weeks earlier, that the Rebbe spoke about the fact that a Jew has to prepare himself and already start projecting himself into the time of Geula and living as he would already live in the time of Geula in preparation and anticipation, and in order to be ready, you have to put yourself into a Geula state, and so on. So to a lot of people, the idea of being in a Geula state means you're totally like removed from worldly matters, you're totally removed from worldly affairs. The perception is that being involved in my everyday work, in my everyday activities, in my everyday personal growth and development, Torah mitzvahs, right? Especially, I just started learning Chumash, I haven't, or maybe I just started learning Mishnayos. I mean, in my own personal growth trajectory, I see I have a long way to go before I get to where I'm even going to feel like I've gotten anywhere. So, and talk about that, I have to be living in the time of Geula and time of redemption. The point that the Rebbe is trying to emphasize and bring out, that a person needs to understand, it's not a contradiction. That is not a contradiction. In fact, Chassidus demands that your primary focus be on the process of gradual development and gradual growth. But not only does that not negate doing things that are expressing the revelations from above and revelations of your own neshama, and which especially as when we talk about the revelation of Mashiach, we're talking about access to deeper and greater soul levels that were not accessible previously. There was this, not only is it not a contradiction, but the whole point is that you're supposed to incorporate that into your everyday growth process. You're supposed to incorporate aspects of Avodah which are beyond your natural limitations, beyond your limited capacities. So to walk around saying, I'm not holding there, yes, we know you're not holding there. That's the point. You have to incorporate in things where you absolutely know you're not holding there. But the real challenge is, so that's why we say your main focus has to be on working and growing and developing and step by step and stage by stage. And he keeps going back to that, that we start with Sunday and we go to Monday and we work our way up till we get to Shabbos. But the point is that you have to be ready. You have to incorporate aspects of Shabbos in your everyday avodah. But you also have to be ready to receive the revelation of Shabbos when it comes, so that the next Sunday you're starting at a whole new level, but you're still working. It's not a contradiction. Doing a higher Avodah, in fact, you need both. You need the gradual growth and the higher Avodah, and even more so, you need to actually fuse the two. You need to make that your personal stage-by-stage growth and development is the source of the higher Avodah, and as you incorporate the higher Avodah in your life, this provides greater power and impetus to your personal growth and development. And that's why the either-or mentality, either I'm in Golus or I'm in Geula, that's not right. The Rebbe says that one of the points that I've made is that it's actually through the Avodah of Aleph, which he's the way he's explaining Aleph of Elul, is that you start from the bottom and you work your way up. That is itself the source that gives you the power to create Geula by bringing down the Aleph from above into the Geula. Because everything, Hakel Hoyimin Aleph, it all starts from the bottom up. Everything starts. So you have to feel like, A, you have to have the feeling that it's up to me, it's my job, I got to do the work. Because if you don't feel that way, you don't do the work. Right? So you only do the work when you feel like it's your job to do. You also have to feel like, I can do it. Okay? Because you have to feel like, I can do it, I can accomplish it. Because if you don't feel like you can accomplish it, you're not going to ever be able to get started. You have to feel like, it's my job, I can accomplish it. And the way you actually see what you can really get a taste for yourself of what you're capable of accomplishing is that you don't just do the avodah of step by step, but you also incorporate the avodah of introducing aspects of avodah that are much higher than your level, even though that's not your main focus. Your main focus has to always be working your way up.